remind me what your names are again? Kay and Bob. Kay and Bob, I just heard the Lord say that daughter, son and daughter, it's like springtime for you in this season, says the Lord. But the Lord says, yes, even in as you are even going forward together. But the Lord says, even know that that springtime, as I'm beginning even to cause new vision even to come and be your portion, says the Lord. And the Lord says, know even, son and daughter, that even in this last season, as even I've transitioned you and I've caused even that transformation even to come to you, the Lord says, I'm going to use you even to transform many lives, says God. And the Lord says there's even, not only is there even that strength of even a pastoral anointing, because the Lord says even son and daughter, you shepherd many and you've loved many through even many difficult situations, says God. And the Lord says even over many different years, even individually, says the Lord. And but the Lord says even in this season of time, not only am I going to cause you even to shepherd many, but the Lord says I'm also causing that evangelistic anointing even to be strong, says the Lord. And the Lord says I'm caused even a new thrust of evangelism even to be your portion, especially even for you, says God, son. The Lord says, I'm stirring it up even afresh and anew. The Lord says, you've done it even in past days and past years, but the Lord says, there's just even a new demand that I'm placing upon you, says God. And the Lord says, not only just even for you to be able to minister in salvation even to others and evangelism, but the Lord says, even there is that demand upon you even to begin to reproduce yourself even once again, says the Lord. You've done it in past days and even in past years, but there's even for a season it seemed as if even the ministry would have, even that particular area of your ministry would have been dormant, says God. Not that you haven't stepped out into it, not that you even haven't been busy even about my business even as your father, but the Lord says there are those that said, oh, I didn't realize that about you, and all of a sudden it's like I'm bringing that particular area of your life even to the forefront. And and the Lord says I began even to stir within you even some new ideas, and I've been even visiting even the two of you even afresh and anew. So the Lord says, even get ready, because it's not just even for where you are even locally, but the Lord says, I'm going to begin to put even a demand upon you even to begin even to travel. There have been some inquiries. Would you come over here and help us? Would you come over here and even do this for us? But the Lord says, know that I'm causing you even to write some things afresh and anew, that I'm going to begin even to reproduce, cause you to reproduce yourself even in some others, says God. And the Lord says, even daughter, especially even in the area of prayer. The Lord says there have been even some things that I've been even revealing to you in that secret place, says God, as you begin to ask me and inquire of me. And the Lord says, I'm going to begin even to put a demand upon even some of those teachings that the Lord says that you kind of laid on the shelf for a season of time. The Lord says, it's time even to begin to dust some of those things off, says God. And the Lord says, daughter, don't think that it's not time. But the Lord says, sometimes you think, well, you know, it's not really, it's not like my husband's. It's just kind of, you know, it's just not real. It's just real simple. But the Lord says, daughter, know that I've called you even to raise up even the young ones, says God. Even as my word says, even for the older ones, even the cunning women even to come and even to train up even the younger ones. The Lord says, daughter, it's time. It's time. You have that impartation. You have that release even to bring. The Lord says, don't you know, daughter, I didn't just join you even with this man, even for companionship. But the Lord says, I kind of tricked you, as it were, because the Lord says, I'm going to begin to put that demand upon the gift that's on the inside of you and that teaching gift that you have. The Lord says, daughter, I'm going to begin even to draw it out of you, even in a greater fashion than ever before, says the Lord. And the Lord says, daughter, I'm going to catapult the two of you even together, and I'm going to cause you at times even to minister and teach individually. But the Lord says, there are going to be even times that you're going to team together, says the Lord, and you're going to be even that strong team for me. It's going to be that example for many, says God. The Lord says, even at your peer level, the Lord says, I'm going to use you to be that example for many others, says the Lord. But the Lord says, even for many young ones, I'm going to use you even to be that example. And I'm going to cause you even to minister from even the very young, even to the very old. And the Lord says, I'm going to cause you even to marry and emerge the generations in this season. So the Lord says, even get ready, son and daughter, because it's a new season that I've thrust upon you. But my grace is upon you even to handle it, says the Lord, and even to handle the travel. The Lord says, not only are you even young at heart, but I have renewed even your youth, says God, and I am restoring to you, says the Lord. And the Lord says, son, you know that I raised you up, and I even preserved you even for this day, says God, because even as the enemy would have come even to try to take you out, the Lord says, I said it would not be so, that you would even go even the distance, says the Lord, and I'm going to satisfy you with long life, because I'm not finished with you yet, says God. So the Lord says, even get ready, because I have even a new mantling that I'm bringing forth upon you, and I'm going to cause you even to come and go, says the Lord. My grace surely is upon you. And the gentleman right